Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, I've heard it said that we are what we eat, and Upstate Medical University and University Hospital feed a lot of people, from the workers and staff to the students, the patients, and let's not forget their visitors. So what they eat or what they are eating is important and really needs to, at the very least, promote good choices and good health. Well, joining me today to take us behind the scenes of all of this food planning and preparation is William Gokey, the senior sous chef for Morrison Healthcare, which provides the food services for Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Welcome, Bill.
Welcome, Eric. Thank you.
So glad you could come today. Excuse me. Well, I would like to understand, first of all, what is a sous chef? I've heard that term so many times, and help our listeners understand, what does it mean to be a sous chef?
Sure. Sous is French for under. In this context, it means assistant chef. I'm basically in charge of the operations with the guidance of the regional executive chef, Tom Kiernan, from Morrison's.
But you basically are responsible for?
Actually, I supervise the production in the kitchen. I'm involved with the hiring, the training, working on the menus, the recipes, making sure that everything is safe, everything is being produced appropriately. To uphold the standards that we set as Morrison.
So it's interesting because it sounds to me like you really are the front line. I mean, you are the man, as they say.
Yeah, well, essentially, it stops here, and I have there's a real good staff that I work with, and we work well together. But yeah, if there's an issue, I'm usually the one that they would call, sure.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty daunting task, actually, especially with how many people you have to feed.
Oh, sure. It's in the patients will vary from 3 to 350 on a daily basis, and that's what our focus is.
350 patients a day. But then in addition, you have, like we said, the cafeteria, all the staff, the visitors.
Sure, there's the Wise Cotton cafeteria, the CA Campus Activities Building cafeteria, the catering that we do. But our focus, of course, is the patients, and at 350 a meal, that's where we start, and that's Morrison's big thing. And then everything else is we want to make sure that it's done and done well, as long as we've made sure that the patients are taken care of first.
So I understand you just received a very important award for your work. Tell us about that.
It's the Chef Professionalism Award that's awarded each year through our local branch of the American Culinary Federation, the ACF. And it's each year we as chefs vote on three different awards, and one is a Chef of the Year, Chef Professionalism, and Aspiring Chef. I was fortunate enough to be chosen for the Chef Professionalism Award, and it basically says that I have upheld the standards that the ACF considers important, helping promote education and awareness development within our organization to better ourselves and the organization at the same time.
I also noticed it has community involvement as a feature as well.
Absolutely. The ACF does a variety of events throughout the year. One of them is the Red Cross Great Chef's Dinner. That's probably our showcase event for the year, where 40 to 50 chefs will produce gourmet foods for folks that pay a substantial amount to come and enjoy an evening, support the Red Cross, and to have a good time with the new and usually new and different foods that we provide.
So in your role as a professional chef or in your role as winning this award for professionalism, part of that is to be engaged in community involvement as well.
Absolutely.
So let's get back to the patients or the staff, for example. Tell me, how do you make the determination of what to feed people? I mean, every mom or dad who's cooking in their home has this same challenge, but you have it on so much larger scale.
We do, but fortunately, we have a tremendous amount of support. Morrison Healthcare provides a template of menus throughout the areas that we serve, and then the executive chefs will go through and tweak according to the regional desires, regional foods. We'll do a chicken marsala for the patients for one of their lunches, whereas down south where they They're more from Georgia.
Southern type cooking.
Exactly. It might be more of a maybe a battered chicken type thing. Mm-hmm. So we've given a template by we have a corporate level VP chef, and then he has his the corporate executive chefs, and then under them there are the regional chefs, and each of the menus that the executive chefs ultimately provide are start with the overall and then come down to our actual area where we are to try to fine tune it to make it as comforting in a lot of cases as possible for the patients.
That's interesting. So what I'm hearing is that also there are several kind of priorities. One is obviously health.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be feeding them healthy food. And secondly is that it's comforting in some ways.
Absolutely.
Is that part of it?
Absolutely.
And then it sounds like it's regionally sensitive. So the type of food that you're offering is stuff that is maybe more likely to be familiar to people from this region.
We definitely strive for that. And as far as the comfort food, on every menu for lunch and dinner, we have grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup available, for example.
Shades of childhood.
Exactly. The things that you think of if you think about it, if you're in pain or hurting some way, that sometimes that's what you revert to is what when I grew up, what felt good.
Yeah.
If I scratched my knee, mom was around the corner, and then she gave me the Band-Aid, kissed the knee, or whatever, and then had tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, that's true. So do you also try to use regional produce? You know, the new push in food these days is trying to, you know, stay local. Is that a priority for you?
It's actually a priority for the university, and it's very definitely a priority for Morrison. Wherever we can do it, and we're actually doing now currently with five local farmers, getting everything from tomatoes to the lettuces, the sweet corn should be coming around the corner, as much stuff as we possibly can. And it works out, obviously, for the environment. It works out for quite often as well for our cost savings. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, it's like a local, I mean, you're basically supporting the local economy and you're dealing with stuff that you know where it's coming from.
Exactly, and we can go and visit if we like and check it out and see exactly what's going on. Absolutely.
So how did you get involved in this kind of stuff?
Well, way back when, I won't tell you how many years ago, I started out washing dishes in a nightclub restaurant. And it was just a job to get me through to start at school. But what I found was working the events with the chef at the time, we were doing the catering, which was always my thing, the pretty stuff, the nice, the new, the different. And I didn't, my very first exposure to that was when, and it seems rather old-fashioned now, but was for a wedding reception, the chef carved a whale out of, it was a sea, sort of a seafood kind of a theme type of event, and carved a whale out of a watermelon and filled it with fruit salad.
Oh, my.
And from that day on, it did.
The whale. You got hooked by the whale.
I did, indeed.
And so then, did you go back to school to learn about food, or was it all on the job training?
It's been a combination. There's been an awful lot of on the job. Way back when, one of my first real mentors, Chef Bob Parks, who some years ago was also he was a great chef, chef of the year for the ACF. I worked with him for a number of years and learning many different things, getting a feeling for, again, banquets and catering and some restaurant work. Over the last few years, it's been more my boss now, Tom Kiernan, executive regional chef for Morrison. And actually, I guess not so strangely enough, his wife, who happens to be the vice president of the local ACF and an instructor up at Syracuse University. Mm-hmm. So I've been fortunate enough, again, over the last few years to take some classes from her as well, on-site, on campus. And, trying to push forward the ACF's initiatives of creating more better educated chefs and to raise the field up overall.
So it sounds to me like you really have given a lot of thought, I mean, from real experience, to how to choose foods that will make people feel good, heal them perhaps, and they liked what they're eating, or they liked the looks of what they're eating. In addition,
absolutely. Again, going back to the patients, we're always, of course, balancing it in a physically
responsible.
Thank you. Environment. The cost with indeed making something look good, making it taste good, and as you noted, using local produce, local items whenever possible. The Morrison mantra is fresh is best. That we, whenever we can, we work that into the menus. And again, with the comfort foods, making sure that there's something available whenever we're serving patients, that they can, if the main menu item doesn't sound good, that they can have their grilled cheese. Any of the things that, whatever we can do to help make their stay, get them healthier so that they can be on their way out the door.
Do you find it challenging when people are on restricted diets? I mean, is that even more challenging, add to the challenge?
It absolutely does. Fortunately, we have a staff of Morrison dietitians who, there's a permanent staff in the hospital that help us with this. It is, as you know, very challenging, whether it's maybe a low salt or a low fat, low sugar diets. There's things that become restrictive, and it does become our challenge to try to give the patients at least something that's, again, is familiar, that's flavorful, that fits within the constraints of the diets the doctors have them on.
Yeah, and more people these days also are vegetarian or perhaps even vegan, so that must also be a challenge to you.
It is. In the environment, we're set up geared for hundreds of people. So when it comes down to doing an individual change, it does present some challenges. But we have actually some very, very good cooks on staff, some very attentive folks in our coal production area. And it's it doesn't seem to be that big of an issue as it may have been a few years back.
Do you get input from the patients and or from staff members, I mean, who are eating here in your cafeterias? Do you make an effort to get input?
We do. It's part of our daily routine as Morrison managers and chefs to go up and visit patients and get their direct input whenever we can. And sometimes they have it, a lot of input to give. Fortunately, we usually get, it seems like they tell us that we get things right, and when we don't, we go back and rework it and see what we can do to make it better going forward.
Would you recommend this career for young people, a career in food services?
That's an interesting question. It's a long road. A lot of work. Here's what I tell people. If you see that you're passionate about food, and again, especially in this environment, the idea of helping people is a positive to you. You combine the two, I guess if whatever it takes is the way that you think, then yes, I would recommend it. It's not for, there's long hours, there's hard work, and it's hot in the kitchen, of course. But overall, it can be very, very rewarding.
It sounds like you feel very gratified. And in the very little bit of time we have left, do you cook at home?
I do.
Or are you tired of cooking when you get home?
I actually, fortunately, as sous chef, I still can keep my hand in doing some of the catering and some of the day-to-day. But it's more supervising and working with the staff. So when I get home, it's relaxing. I enjoy it. And it helps keep me grounded in what I'm actually supposed to be doing on a day.
And why you got involved to begin with.
Exactly right.
Well, Bill Gokey, thank you so much. Senior sous chef for Morrison Healthcare, and you provide the food services for all of Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Thanks so much for joining us today, telling us about your wonderful award and all the great work you're doing here at Upstate. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay right there. There's more HealthLink on air ahead, and I'm Linda Cohen. This is FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.